We turn to the United States. A decade after landing on Mars, the rover Opportunity is still chugging along. It has some wear and tear. One of its six wheels and two instruments stopped working long ago. It has an arthritic joint. Its flash memory occasionally suffers a senior moment. But these problems are considered minor for a journey that was supposed to be just a three-month adventure. A project manager says no one ever expected this, that after 10 years, a Mars exploration rover would continue to operate and operate productively. NASA, the U.S. National Aeronautic and Space Administration, has scrutinized Earth's planetary neighbor for decades, starting with quick flybys and later with orbiters, landers, and rovers. Opportunity touched down on January the 24th, 2004, several weeks after its twin, Spirit. Both rovers outlasted their warranty by years, but Spirit stopped phoning home in 2010 after getting stuck in sand. Meanwhile, Opportunity has logged 24 miles of crater hopping. The solar-powered rover is now in a sunny spot on the rim of Endeavour Crater, where it's spending its sixth winter poking into rocks and dirt. Its power levels have unexpectedly improved. A recent selfie showed dust on its solar panels was later wiped away by blowing winds. Early discoveries by the two rovers pointed to a planet that was once tropical and moist. However, the signs of water suggested an acidic environment that would have been too harsh for microbes. More recently, Opportunity uncovered geological evidence of water at Endeavour Crater that's more suited for drinking, a boon for scientists searching for extraterrestrial places where primitive life could have thrived. The crater is the largest of five craters examined by Opportunity.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com